For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Following is part of a discussion with Ethan Nadelman, the Executive Director of the Drug Policy Alliance, along with Sasha Shulgin, the noted chemist, and his wife, Anne.
If, in fact, we could find a way to enshrine that principle, expand that principle of freedom into the national political culture and ultimately into the Constitution, that will do more than anything to end and to gut the war on drugs.
Yeah. Another point of the Constitution that is often ignored is not the First or the Tenth Amendment. Yeah. That says that anything that is not covered in the Constitution or in the First Nine Amendments should revert to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Or to the people. And I was talking with a person, Thomas Sachs, who's quite a superb writer in his own way, and I was asking him about his arguments on legalization of drugs, and he said with his heavy Hungarian accent, "What do you mean legalize? You know, decriminalize. What do you mean decriminalize? What the word you're looking for is repeal." And the idea of following the Tenth Amendment and repeal the federal drug law, it has no business being there because it's not in the Constitution, and let the states write their own drug laws.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a very good move.
Yeah, I mean, Sasse wrote that classic book, Ceremonial Chemistry, many years ago, in which he compared the persecution of drug users and addicts and quote-unquote pushers to the persecution of witches and Jews and other demonized minorities throughout history. And I think he made a very powerful point in that regard.
What people should realize, we have evidence going back 50,000 years to the great caves where all of us lived for a very long time. Evidence of the use of visionary plants. This is something that all human beings do. In some cultures, it was only the shamans or the authority figures who were allowed to use them. In other cultures, everybody was allowed to use them. They have been used for spiritual, religious purposes. And the idea that we are to stop this kind of pursuit of knowledge and this kind of spiritual practice is ridiculous. It makes no sense.
Sasha and Anne Shulgin will join us live this week on the Cultural Baggage Show. And if you'd like to hear more of the interview done with Ethan Nadelman, I suggest you visit drugpolicy.org. The Drug Truth Network programs, Cultural Baggage, and the 420 Drug War News fight daily to restore dignity and truth to our society. Please support our efforts. Visit drugtruth.net.